Chapter 3, Part 2. Understanding Debt. How to Get a Handle on It. If you haven't learned how to take care of your debt, then it's likely that you'll remain in debt for an indefinite period of time. This lack of understanding leads to cycles of debt that can be difficult to break out of. However, understanding your debt, at least the mechanics of it, is a pretty simple deal. It boils down to you knowing the answers to the following questions. Who are your creditors? In other words, who do you owe money to? This could be your credit card companies, payday or title loan companies, your mortgage company, the bank or credit union that holds your car loan, and others. Once you know who you owe money to, then you need to determine how much you owe them. How much do you still owe on your remaining balance? How much are your monthly, bi-weekly, or weekly payments, and when are they due? There may be other types of payments, like balloon payments, which is covered below. What is the interest rate on each of your credit cards, payday loans, mortgage and car loans, etc.? Do be aware of the fact that some types of debts carry more interest with them, particularly if you are considered a high-risk borrower. Are there penalty fees for being late? How much are they? Do you owe any fees? You should include overdraft fees that your bank charges you if you bounce a check in your list of penalties, as well as the fees that a payday or title loan company will charge you to refinance your loan. Does the creditor charge prepayment penalties? This is where you get charged extra for paying a loan off early. Very often, this is a home loan, though it can be any other type of loan too. A prepay penalty gives the mortgage company, creditor, a financial buffer to recoup the losses that the financial institution would incur if the loan were to be paid off early. Is your loan a balloon payment loan? This type of loan allows you, the borrower, to have low monthly payments but with a catch. There is one gigantic payment due at the very end of the loan terms to make up for the low payments. For example, you might get a $200,000 mortgage on your home and have to pay $1,000 mortgage payments each month for 5 to 7 years. At the end of the normal pay period, you would then be expected to make a payment of $175,000 or more to make up for the low payments. Many borrowers in this predicament try to refinance the loan or sell off the asset before the balloon payment comes due. Final thoughts. As you can see, there are myriad types of debt and credit that you can qualify for. Each type of debt comes with interest, though how much the interest will be depends on the type of creditor you borrow from, as well as what type of credit risk you pose to a borrower. Additionally, certain types of debt can come with fees or penalties, which can take a big bite out of your budget. Finally, there are some types of credit, like balloon payments, which pose an enormous financial risk to the borrower. As we will discuss in later sections of this ebook, avoiding certain types of high-risk credit is an important step to take in order to get a handle on your debt. Go to Part 2 to learn more about how certain types of debt work, how much debt you owe, and how debt can affect your financial situation.